to Ghost Stories with Angela. Per usual, I'm your host, Angela. Let me,
oh my god, look it, there's an ant carrying another ant. Can you see it? Aww, I wonder if that's his hurt friend. And he's like bringing him back to home base. Hi everyone, let me type this on here. Ghost Stories with Angela. Ghost Stories with Angela. Did I spell my name correctly? Yes, I did. Pin comment. Okay. So, look who's back, you guys.
Hi.
Erica's back. Happy Friday. My go-to spiritual protector. No, just kidding. Not protector. What do I call you? She's my friend who sees into the spirit and is like, hey, I feel this for you. And then I go, oh, I receive. Okay. Bonzo is also here. Come here, come say hi to everyone. Show them you got groomed today. Come here. Hi, everyone. I'm Bonzo. I got groomed today. Say hi to everyone. Okay, today's drink of choice is actually by default. It's wine, but it's a good one. It's my, what's the one that I like? God, my mind is blanking. It's a wine that I really like. I was gonna make a cocktail, and then turns out I ran out of lemon and lime and all the things that you need to make like a margarita. So I was like, ooh, wine, yay. So we're drinking wine tonight, and per usual, here's the rules. If you get picked to come on and tell a story, cut the fat. We don't need all the details. We don't need to know if it was your uncle's house, but you don't really get along with him no more because he got real drunk this one night. We don't care about all those things. Just tell us the good juicy parts, and don't request to go live with me if you don't have a story. And leave me comments in the comment section. Tell me what you're thinking, what you're feeling, all the things, all the things, all the things. Okay, here we go. My guest, my special guest this week is my friend, Josh Wolf, who has two really cool stories to tell us. So let me see if he is here. Yes, he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the funny, the hilarious, the super talented Josh.
What's up?
Hey, look at us.
How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I'm here in my backyard. Where are you?
I'm in my wife's office because she's doing a Zoom down in the living room.
Oh, okay. That's what we have to do these days is share space.
Yeah. Now, I have to tell you, when the music came on, I really was hoping that the camera was going to pan over and you were just going to be at a piano.
Definitely not. I could have just been doing this though, like in a real creepy way with a creepy face.
It was that music. I don't know where you find it, but what did you find it on the album Creep Town?
On Spotify. You just type in creepy music, haunted sounds, like stuff like that.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank y'all. Hopefully they don't start trying to come for money for me using 30 seconds of their song.
You know they will if they can.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. Oh, my dog just came in. Hey, buddy. What are you doing, man? Now, you and I talked earlier in the week, and you said I could tell both of my stories.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Do you want to, or how are you doing?
Yeah. Now, look, my first story, I was at my uncle's house, and he and I don't get along that well, because one time You don't want to hear that one?
No. Yeah, tell me that one later.
Hold on. Look at this guy.
Oh, baby. I love him.
His name is Indiana Jones.
That's his full name?
Indiana Jones. And when I get mad at him, I call him Junior. Junior!
Is it Indiana Jones Wolf or just Indiana Jones?
I think just Indiana Jones. We haven't given him a last name. Okay. Do you give your dog a last name?
His full name is Garbanzo Bean Reyes. His Instagram handle is Bonzo Bean Reyes.
I don't think I've ever thought of giving my pet a last name, but I'm gonna now. Does it have to be my last name?
I would think so people know he's yours, but you know what? You pick.
All right. Well, I'll tell you the first ghost story.
Okay.
Has to do with my dog. And so this one night I was walking
this
my dog.
Nope.
My last dog. Okay. We were out walking. His name was Rocky. And I'm out walking Rocky. And do I need to tell you whether I believe in ghosts or not? Do you need?
Yeah, let's hear. What's your thoughts on the whole just ghosts in general?
I believe that people are energy. I believe when your body dies, sometimes your energy stays. Okay. So I 100% believe that things are sometimes left behind, and sometimes those things just walk in the same places they always walked. That's where their energy was. That's okay. What. So I was walking my dog, and it was nighttime, and we're walking by this house in my neighborhood that had these huge shrubs, and it was dark, and we heard this deep, like I've never heard a growl like that before. It was so deep and like guttural, and it sounded like it was coming from the biggest dog in history.
Did it sound like a dog growl or like an unknown?
Well, you know, like it's like when you're at a mall and you hear people say there was gunshots, but it sounded like firecracker because your brain doesn't think gunshot. Your brain thinks firecracker, right?
Okay.
So my brain only thinks dog. What else is growling behind
right
that I can't see?
Right.
It just sounds to me like dog. So, but looking back on it, good question. Not like any dog I had ever heard in my life.
Uh-huh.
And so we had always seen people moving in and out of this house. Moving trucks. Every 2 or 3 months, they'd rent it out again. So my dog wouldn't walk past that yard ever again. And wow. About two months later, I saw a moving truck and the dude who was living there was packing up. And I said, hey, man. And he was like, hey. And I said, you know, we walked by here the other night. I said, your big ass dog scared the crap out of me and my dog. And he said, I don't have a dog, man. And I said, what? And he goes, that's why we're leaving. And I told him, I've seen moving vans in and out of here. And he said, there is the deepest growls and moans in this house. He said, and the growls, they don't sound like they're in the other room. They, like, if you sit on the couch, sometimes it sounds like it's right.
Yeah.
And he said, we just had to get out of there. And so now it makes sense why people were coming in and out. As soon as they moved out, the owners of the house cut down all the bushes. They put 3 huge skylights in the roof. They put more windows in the house.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look, if you believe in this stuff, spirits, demons, those things, the more light, the worse it is for them. And this dude must have read something because I'm sure all of his tenants were like, hey, bro, there's shit growling at me in the living room and I don't own a dog. I didn't see that in the lease, man. Is that part of the 2-bedroom, 2-bath or, you know what I mean? Like...
Katie Cazorla came on my last episode. Do you know Katie?
I don't.
Katie's amazing. She's hilarious. Her story was she rented an apartment that actually came with a cat. Like, that was part of the lease. Like, you get the apartment, but you also have to take care of this cat. And then when you leave, you have to leave the cat.
That is crazy.
I know.
That is bananas. But I will tell you this. It was the first time for me that I had experienced anything personally that I just could not explain.
Yeah.
And like, when that happens to you the first time, it really makes you question maybe other things that have happened in your life. Now, the other ghost thing happened recently.
I have one more question to this story.
Yeah.
So when you heard the growl and you're like, ooh, that's a scary big dog. Did you not, was there anything in that moment that was like, something feels like spiritual, demonic, weird, or was just like, creepy dog?
Okay. So there were a couple things. One, the way my dog reacted. This was a 75-pound pit who was not generally scared of things.
Right.
But, like, the hair on his back, he was, Angela, a little spooked for, like, 5 minutes. He was, no. He was not right. He hadn't settled down. He was sprinting away. And for me, like, I go, a lot of my life is instinct and gut.
Yeah.
And I was, to me, it sounded like a dog that wanted to kill you, not protect. That's why I was like, well, that dog has got some problems. That yeah. wasn't like I'm protecting this yard. That was like, yeah. I'm going to rip your throat out, growl.
Yeah.
So when I put that stuff together, especially, look, dogs react to dogs the way they react to dogs. This is not the way my dog reacts.
Right.
Scared and sprinting. And so when I came back, part of me, I just wanted to ask the guy, what kind of dog is that, man, that yeah. petrifies other dogs? And when he told me, yeah, I don't have a dog, that's why I'm leaving. He told me there was one night on the couch that his wife said she felt a growl and breath with the growl.
Oh, no.
How many more nights would you have stayed in that house?
No, I don't know what I would do. Like, I would feel like I would only come in the day for things that I need and then, like, spend the night at friends' houses until people are like, hey, you're wasting your money. And then I'd be like, yeah, I'm moving.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, take care of my cat.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, by the way, what a lazy pet owner. You get an animal and then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to rent this place out and have other people take care of my cat.
Who does that? And, like, I feel like I would have taken the cat with me. But, so that was an apartment that was haunted. So I was like, maybe the cat has something to do with it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
The other thing that I experienced personally, yeah. was, like, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Oh, no longer. I forgot how long quarantine's been going on.
Yeah, right. Six, 4 years ago, the beginning of quarantine.
Yeah, the beginning of this really long weekend we've all been on. But it was the beginning of this year. I was shooting a show called Josh Wolf's Wonderful World of Weird. And on this show, I did weird things. I got a leech put on my butthole.
No!
Oh, yeah. Angela, oh, yeah.
And you show it? Like, you show the stuff? You show it on your butthole?
Have you heard of the medicinal values for leeches? Have you ever heard anyone tell you about that?
No.
So supposedly they take toxins out of your blood. But I'm open to whatever. And I'm listening. But this woman was like, I'm going to put one on your root chakra. And I said, where is that? And she said, it's the base of your spine. I said, we call that the butthole. What do you mean?
In America, it's called the butthole. Oh my God.
So
and you were like, let's go. I'm down.
You know what? I'm a very down for whatever guy. And if it's going to be funny and fun, I'm your guy. Like,
what did
I'm
it
in.
Feel like? I know this is not your scary story, but what did it feel like? Because now I need to know a
little
bit.
It kind of is. It felt, well, there were times that it tickled, but it felt, you could feel pressure and like every now and then there'd be a little, a sharp little, ooh. Yeah, like
did you feel like you had the poo?
No.
Oh, wasn't that kind of pressure?
No, and I'll tell you something. The guy, after she took the leech off my booty hole, she said, I feel like you should probably name it now. I'm like, all right with the jokes. Take it easy.
I'll do the joke parts. You just clean it up.
I had to wear a diaper that night.
No.
To bed. I had to wear a diaper. And there were I had leeches all over my body. And there
no.
were... They had to take tampons. It was the only thing that could absorb that much blood that was still leaking out of my body.
Well, bruh, you put a leech on you. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just for the show. I wanted to see what it was like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, Josh Wolf World, what's it called?
Josh Wolf's Wonderful World of Weird. So
say that 10 times fast.
Exactly. So... we go downtown because they were like, hey, we want you to go to a haunted hotel. And I said, I'm on board for haunted hotel.
Yeah.
So I meet this dude and I liked him because he was a very casual medium. He didn't ram it down your throat. He didn't have like, he was wearing flip-flops with no socks. You know what I mean? Like,
and he's the professional?
Yeah. But he's a super cool dude. And he's bringing me around the hotel and telling me about certain spots. And some of it I believe, some of it I really just want the episode to be good, if I'm being honest with you, right?
Yeah.
And so we go up to this room, and I said, why are we looking at this room? And the person at the desk said, there are a couple rooms in this hotel we can't rent out. We just can't. So you'll notice the furniture's old. It's probably upside down. We just don't go in there.
Wow.
Sure enough, we go in. Furniture dilapidated, dirty, mattress up against the wall. And there were two rooms. And the first room was like, whatever, you know. The medium was like, I feel this. And I don't know. I never know how to react to that because I don't feel anything. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know?
Can we go? Oh, yeah. Feels real heavy all of a sudden.
Yeah. We go into the next room and he said, in this room, there's a couple of women. And, you know, and I was like, oh, hey, ladies. And making a bunch of jokes or whatever. And he was like, you feel how this part of the room is warmer? I'm like, yeah, this is where the sun is, bro. You know what I mean? Like, just some things that I could explain.
Yes.
Right. So I don't want things I can explain. I want things I can't explain. And we go back into the original room just to do the exit interview for the episode. And we're talking to this guy, the medium, and then we just hear some low music. And I say to audio, I go, do you hear music? And they said, yeah, we're starting to hear music. And I said, did somebody turn on music? And nobody did. And we looked down and there was an old time radio plugged into the wall that had just started playing very softly some old country music. And the medium goes, yeah, the guy who is in here right now, he loves to dance.
Wow.
I'm like, well, and I thought maybe the crew had set it up for the episode.
Sure.
So I was like, well, listen, guys, I'm going to have to unplug it because we can't do it's going to screw with audio. And they said, okay. So when I unplugged it, it got louder for a second and then turned off.
Bruh.
So I said to everybody, I go, did everyone hear that? And there was one, the woman who did my makeup, she believes heavily. She was sweating. She had her hand on the door handle, just ready to get there.
Ready to bounce. Just, you say the word.
So we finish the episode, and I go, all right, everybody, let's get out of here. And the guy, the medium, says, you got to plug that radio back in. And I said, why? And he goes, this guy likes music. And I said, I was already walking out. I go, well, can you grab it? He goes, no. You unplug it. You have to plug it back in. I go, oh, okay.
Okay.
I plug it in. Angela, not only was it playing different music on a different station, but it was about 10 times louder. All on camera. All caught on camera.
Oh, my God.
And I said to the medium, I'm like, is that you? And he's like, no, this guy likes to dance. He likes his music. And when we went downstairs and asked the desk, they were like, yeah, guests was complaining about music in that room.
Wow.
And at that hotel, there had been a huge fire in the early 1900s where a lot of people were trapped and died. Or maybe
where is this, L.A.?
Yeah, downtown L.A. And maybe it was the building right behind the hotel, but either part of the hotel or the building attached to it. There was a fire. A lot of people were trapped in there and died. And there's a lot of spirit activity down there.
Bro, so they say, like, ghosts, spirits, whatever, mess with your electronics and whatnot. So was it the first episode we did or the second episode? I think it was the first episode we did. So you know that creepy music you heard in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I play it on this orange speaker. Right. And I just keep the speaker like by the iPad because this is Ghetto Productions Presents. And I'm my own director audio. I'm sound engineer. Yep. I'm all the things. And I have my co-producer here. So I have the music. I play it on my phone and then I just pause it on my phone. I turn the volume down, whatever. Anyways, so the music's off. Everything's off. And we're cleaning up our stuff, walking back in the house. All of a sudden, that speaker, the orange speaker, goes to like volume 100 playing that creepy music. And my hands are full, so I'm not touching it. I have everything in my hands and I'm like, oh my God, it gets louder and louder and it's in my hands. We have it on video. I'll send you that video too.
You sure it wasn't your husband messing with you?
Nah, bro. It was my own phone's music. My phone was in my hand. The speaker was in my hand. Everything was in my hand.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
I mean, because we obviously both believe that spirits or ghosts, whatever you're going to call them, are real. Would you want to have an encounter? Like, I know some people who actively want it.
No. 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 I want to hear about your encounters. You tell me what happened to you so I could get freaked out and go, ooh, I'm so glad that didn't happen to me. Oh.
I honestly want to see something. I really do. And I've been saying it out loud for years because they say if you invite it in, you're more likely to see it, which may be why you're getting a little, because you're talking about it a lot. But,
I could possibly be, but I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say, I don't want you. Okay? No, uninvite, unsubscribe, all the things. No, thank you. I'm not subscribed to your email list. Get me off. How'd you get my phone number? No, thank you.
Did you just unsubscribe to ghosts?
Yeah, unsubscribe. Thank you so much, though. Oh, my God.
Well,
that's nuts. Where, I mean, you don't have to say the hotel, but if you can say the hotel.
I forget the name of it. I'm being honest with you. I forget the name. It was downtown. You know when you go and shoot somewhere.
Yeah.
You just go. I found the address, but I forget the name. I could find out if you wanted to go down there.
Bro, there's a hotel downtown. I don't know if you ever seen this. It happened maybe between 5 and 10 years ago. Is an old hotel downtown. And there was a woman staying at the hotel. Well, she goes missing, right? They see security footage of her in the elevator. She gets in the elevator. She's acting strange. You seen it?
That was the woman who was in the water tower.
Yes! So she's like acting strange in the elevator, and she'll like look through the door and then like hide up against the elevator, and they're like, what is going on with her? And then a few days later, they find her body up in the roof in the water tower thing.
By the way, the one part of that story that you're leaving out is she was in a water tower that didn't have a hole in it big enough for her to fit in.
No so way. I didn't know that part.
That the thing that was craziest about it, Angela, is nobody could figure out how a human being could get in there. That was the part that they couldn't figure out. They were like, the reason they didn't look in there was because there's no way for her to get in there. Crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I'm going to look that one up again because the video is so creepy.
Yeah, anyway. The video is creepy. Well, listen, I really appreciate you inviting me on your show.
Hey, thanks for coming on and sharing those creepy stories. I'm so grateful you came on. And yeah. I want to know, text me the name of the hotel. I'm going to text you the video of the music thing happening. And then also I have a video of my dog getting scared as well in a haunted theater that we performed in. And yeah, it's creepy. I'll send you that video too.
I would love that. And I will tell you, there is a member of my family, and I won't mention that person's name just in case they don't want to be mentioned, who full on speaks to people who aren't here. If you're interested, I will ask that person. The reason they don't like to talk about it too much out loud is because they really believe the more they talk about it, the more they write it. But I will ask for you if you want to know, because it's remarkable, some of the things. Remarkable.
Yeah, I kind of want to meet Tyler Henry, the medium. You know Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium?
Yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
Because he seems like sweet and like gentle and not demonic. I couldn't want to meet you.
That's what we want. We're trying to stay away from the demon.
Yeah. Give me the good ones.
Yeah.
Josh, thank you so much for joining
me. I
appreciate you. Thank you for sharing your story, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
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 How do I exit that? Okay. You guys, that was nuts. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, Kita Rosa.
Okay, so next up, you guys. Thank you, Josh. Those were some creepy stories. the music thing. I posted on my Instagram stories the video that I'm talking about where my music speaker started going loud, but I will post it again in my stories. Maybe I'll do a highlight. I'll do a little highlight on my Instagram stories with any of this like spooky stuff so you guys can see it, because I have already posted it, but I'll do it again. Okay. So, next up, what's her name?
Blanquita Rosa.
Spell that.
B-L-A-N-Q.
Oh, Blanquita.
Yeah.
Aww. I was like, I have no idea what she keeps saying, so I'm going to ask her again. And then she says it the same way, and I'm like, I have no idea what she's saying. That's why I was like, can you spell that? And I'm like, oh, Blanquita. Okay. Blanquita Rosa, are you here? Leave me a comment if you're here so I can tap on your name, because you are up next. What's her story about?
She went camping in an old Indian ground.
Went camping in an old Indian ground. Oh, I do remember seeing this in the comment section.
Or Bailey.
Oh, there she is. Blanquita. Go live. Here we go.
Blanquita. Hi.
Hola, Blanquita.
You said it right.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to tell you what this one was saying over here. I can't even say it. I don't know what it was. Okay. It was a very cute try, though. It was a very cute try. Okay. So, your story is so... I have never heard anything like this ever. So, let's just jump right in. Tell us what happened.
Okay. So, I had been taken camping when I was a baby. I was 10 months old. And my parents... They're raised Catholic. They believe in baptism before, but pretty much the minute that I had left the campsite, I became so sick, like vomiting. I wouldn't stop crying. That was the weirdest part. Is I had like a deathly scream and a cry. They didn't understand why. So of course, we were 3 hours away. I live in the Bay Area, and we went camping. We went camping in Oroville, so it's like about 3 hours from where I'm at, and they took me straight to the hospital. They couldn't figure out, it was just that bad. I spent about 2 to 3 days in the hospital. They tested me for everything. They had specialists come in. My, you know, the soft spot when you're a baby,
yeah,
it had sunken in. And they told my mom, like, she's not going to live. She, you don't know what's going on. Like, so my mom, in desperation, called my grandma, which is in El Salvador. And she's like, where did you take her? Where were you before this happened? And she's like, we went camping. And she's like, you took her camping? Like, she's not baptized and this and that. And so.
You have to go baptized to go camping?
No, but. But you know
that's a typical grandma thing. Like, you didn't bring a sweater.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you need a sweater for everything. Like, you need a sweater to go outside. It's 105 degrees.
Yeah.
Take your sweater. Like, you took her camping. Did she didn't get baptized? Wait, let's go together.
And yeah. So my mom being worried, she's like, what do I do? And she's like, you need to take her to a curandera, a healer. She's like, you need to take her there. Take her out of the hospital. Get her to one right now. So we actually, my mom said she took me to a curandera in the Mission District. And she, the minute I walked in, I'm still crying, screaming, had lost all my weight, my baby weight, everything. She asked my mom, she said, where did you take her? And my mom told her the same thing. We went camping in Oroville. And she's like, she said she looked right at me, and that she kind of took a step back. She said, your daughter... her soul is not in her body.
What?
Yeah, she's like,
what?
Yeah, she's like, you need to take her back to that same exact location where you went and call out her name. She says that it was crazy. My mom said that she's never felt more fear in her life.
Oh my God. So the lady is like, she has no soul. And you need to go take her back to the campground and call out
her name.
Is your mom at any point thinking like, okay, lady, or is she just like, yes, I'll go do all the things?
She said at first she was very hesitant. She, you know, but at this point I'm 3 days in and the doctors have already told her I'm gonna die.
Wow.
And so my mom had no choice. No choice. So took the 3-hour drive straight there. And she said almost instantly, they got out the car and they were at this point in tears.
Wow.
They yelled out my name and over and over, and I stopped crying. I stopped. Everything stopped. He said I was like back to normal, like nothing had ever happened.
Bruh.
Yeah.
So like they called your spirit back into your body?
Yeah. And it's crazy because I'm 33 now, and I feel like ever since I was little, spirits and things attach themselves to me. I've had experiences my whole life, and my mom actually didn't tell me that story till a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
Because I kept questioning things that happened to me.
Okay, so you would have experiences. Would you talk to your mom about the experiences, or you just kept it to yourself?
No, I would talk to her about it.
And she still didn't be like, oh, let me tell you this one time. This is probably why.
She didn't, like you were saying earlier, the more you talk about it, the more things happen. She was trying to forget that because she said it was the scariest time of her life.
Wow. Do we know what happened at this campground? Like, was it like satanic things happening there, or?
So I Googled it instantly.
Uh-huh.
I guess the lake that we were camping on was man-made, and they actually had removed Indian burial grounds to make that lake. Yeah, it's in Butte County. It's Oroville. You can Google it. Apparently, a bunch of stuff has happened there. People go missing and end up on the whole other side of the lake, drowned. Like, it's...
No!
Yeah.
Hell no, I'm never going camping there.
It's bad. It's...
Oh, my...
Yeah, it's bad. But...
Okay, what is it called so I can look it up?
It's called Oroville.
Can you spell that?
O-R-O-V-I-L-L-E.
Oroville Camping?
California. It's a very rural area. There's a town there and everything, but still, there's only one big old lake that everyone camps around.
Okay. I just put Oroville haunted. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to look this up for real when we're done. Girl. So you've had experiences all your life. Do you have any you want to share?
The most recent, I've had things happen all the time. Like when I used to go home from friend's house at night and the street lights would go off as I'm going under them. They just would turn off on me. And my friends were like, what? Like things like my whole life. Just
yeah.
Like that. But recently, my best friend passed in 2018, and me and my husband were sitting on our bed, and we were just kind of questioning a bunch of stuff that happened around her death. And we were talking about her boyfriend at the time. We kind of had like weird feelings. I get feelings about people, and we literally said something about, you know, something was shady, like something was so shady about what we just saw and what we had just experienced at the funeral. And my son's toy he has like the wooden one that you can pull.
Yeah.
The wheels on it started spinning over and over and over and over and over. Mind you, we can hear it, but we didn't know what that noise was. And
it was
the moment when we had said that we felt something was shady about it. And, you know, once it stopped and the kind of the shock went off of what was going on, we looked for it, and it was at the bottom of the toy chest.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty. I mean, I've had stuff my whole life. I've had feathers come from the ceiling that landed on my hand. Like my whole life, just my whole life.
Wow, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, honey, thank you for sharing this story. There are ants crawling all over. That's why I keep like looking away, because like I put my wine cup down and then there's an ant crawling on it. So I'm trying to like every time I sit back, make sure I'm not sitting in like an ant pile. Thank you so much for sharing this story. You have the cutest wallpaper ever, so thanks for sharing that with us. And I appreciate you just joining our conversation tonight and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, girlfriend. We'll see you, Blanquita.
Bye.
Bye. Blanquita. We'll see you, Blanquita. how do I exit you?
80 Lux Land. Oh, there she's gone.
Who's next?
80 Lux Land.
80 Lux?
Land.
Land?
80 Lux Land.
L-A-N-D? 80 Lux Land? Where are you? First of all, Kenny, you keep yelling Elmer, and that's hysterical. I was trying not to laugh because I was trying to like pay good attention to her story.
Or Bailey Boo.
If anybody's ever gone camping in Yosemite, the old story is that there's a hiker that went missing. And his name is Elmer. So when you go to Yosemite, you have to just yell, Elmer! And my brother kept typing it in the comment section because she was saying they went back to scream her name. A bunch of you. Okay.
80 Lux Lane or Bailey Boo?
80 Lux Lane. There she is. Lane, you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, 80 Lux Lane. Here we go. What's her story about?
A two-year-old turns off the TV.
Ooh, yes. Yes, I remembered this one. Blanquita, are you kidding? Hey! Can you hear me? You're frozen. Hello? You are frozen. Okay. Oh, wait. Hello? It's like frozen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't working. Who's the other one?
Bailey Boozon. Bailey Boo.
What's her story?
She's in a cemetery and she saw a figure and it made her chip out a head.
Oh, yes. Okay, let me try 80 Lux Lane one more time. Hopefully her internet works. Girl, you better go stand by your modem. Hi, Derek. Gregory, you're so funny. I see you commenting in there. Ooh, it got disconnected again. I think she's a ghost.
Yeah, that was weird. Bailey Boo. She's on.
Bailey Boo. Okay, 80 Lux Lane, stand by. I'm going to take the other girl and try to get your, go sit in a good place for internet. Bailey Boo.
Bailey Boo, B-A-I-L-E-Y. She's on.
Okay, going with Bailey Boo. Ooh, creepy. She's a wall.
Boo! Ah, get you. Did they get you? Boo! Scary.
Yeah, you got me.
Sweet.
Oh my god. Okay, what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, where are you from? Amanda?
North Carolina, Hickory, North Carolina.
Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah, boy.
Now, your story happened in a cemetery.
It did, yes.
How long ago was this?
Probably 5-6 years ago, something like that.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so me and my best friend, first of all, this was in a podunk town. I'm talking about, you know, really small town, nothing to do much except go to Walmart.
Hickory not a podunk town?
No, this was in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, my hometown.
Hickory sounds real podunky, but I'm not familiar with the area.
No, Hickory's a lot better than Wilkesboro.
Okay.
So the cemetery's in Wilkesboro. Okay. So my friend and I were bored one night, and it was probably like 1 a.m. in the morning or something like that. And we go to the cemetery that my grandmother was buried in, and just looking around, you know. And it's got one street light towards like the end of the cemetery. It's in an intersection.
Okay.
And so we found my grandmother's grave and I looked at it and then we looked at some other graves. I had my back to my friend and I just had that creepy, eerie feeling like something's crawling on me. And so I started looking around, you know, and I looked to my right. There's nothing. My friend's over there looking around. I looked to my left and about probably 30 feet away or so, I see this black, like a balloon type blob, just doing this, just up and down. And the longer I stared, I kid you not, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Like it was going to, it was coming to me. You know what I mean? Like it got getting bigger. And I was frozen. I couldn't move. I was like, you know what I'm saying? And so finally I snapped out of it and I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here. So I start running. I get maybe two or three steps in and I fall over a tombstone. And there's a footstone above the tombstone of a different grave. And I look down. Yeah. And I look down and it was Jesus. It was Jesus. Somebody named Jesus.
Wait. Hold on. The person who died was Jesus, or there was a statue of Jesus, or like literally Jesus in the flesh was like, hey girl, I'm your savior.
No, not in the flesh. No, when I fell over the tombstone, there was another stone, and the guy's name was Jesus Rodriguez. Oh, so it was like, I see Jesus.
Oh, he's one of my people. Okay, continue. Yeah.
And then I was like, I called up my friend. I was like, Kim, I see something over there. And it kept getting bigger and it's coming closer to me. We freak out. And she's like, let's get the hell out of here. So we just ran as far as we could to my car and just sped off and like came back a little bit, like 5 seconds later, 5 minutes later, sorry, and drove around and didn't see anything. Like there was no way somebody could have been there doing that bobbing, whatever. It was weird. Yeah. Freaked me out. And I apologize for my no makeup, no hair. I've had surgery recently on my neck. So I'm sorry about that.
Girl, no worries. Thank you for joining and telling us this crazy story. So, okay, the blob thing. That's something you don't really hear, like, in ghost stories. Usually people are like, I saw this lady in white, or I saw an old man wearing a hat, or, you know, things like that. But just, like, a blobby figure? Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Had y'all had a couple to drink?
No. She didn't actually drink at that time, but I did not either.
Okay. Because it was like 1 a.m, we were bored. I was like, oh, yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay. So we have no idea what the blob was.
No, no clue. Couldn't find anything. No suspicion of anything around there. There was no people walking, nothing.
Did you ever Google about is anything like haunted ever happened in that place? In that cemetery?
Nope. And I don't want to know. Nope. And I do not want to know. Because my mom is going to be buried in the same grave whenever she passes. And I just don't want to know. Just my family's, like, on her side of the graves. Like, her side of the family is there. So, I don't want to know anything
about
it.
Tell me the name. I'll Google it. And I'll know.
Okay.
I don't have any family there. So, I'll be okay.
Okay.
Well, Fran, Amanda, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about the blob who allowed you to be Jesus.
Absolutely.
And scared you half to death.
You're welcome.
Hey, I wish you all the best with the healing and recovery of your surgery and stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm having another surgery in a couple weeks on my rotator cuff, so
just a whole bunch of mess. See what happens when you trip over too many tombstones?
6 years later, yeah.
6 years later, it's like, oh, I know what this is. Remember when we went to that cemetery back in 1997? Oh, I feel it.
Hey, Zeus!
Thank you for joining. We'll see you next time.
All right. Appreciate it. See you guys.
Bye. How do I hang up? It's not.
I hang up.
Can you hang up? Yeah. It usually gives me like a end thing and it won't let me do that for some reason. I pushed the X and that was just deleting my comments. So let me rewrite it again. Okay.
Nadia of Sue
76. Ghost stories with Angela. Ghost stories with Angela. Post. Pin. Okay. Who's next?
Nadia Sue 76.
Nadia Sue 76. What's her story about? Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me try 80 Lux Lane one more time. Girl, if you ain't plugged into your modem, hardwire, we gonna have some problems. Here we go, 80. Come through because I really want to hear the story. I see you.
I'm back. I don't know what's going on.
Whoa, friend.
Oh, it's weird. It doesn't want me to tell my story.
I know.
Creepy.
What was the gist of your story?
My little girl, she was in her.
Yes. Okay. I did want to hear this. Okay. So, how long ago was this? What city are you in? Go.
I'm in Texas. I live in Fort Stockton. It's a West Texas town. This was probably back in like 2013. So she was about 2 years old, 2.5 years old. And she's very smart. She could talk sentences since she was little. So I was in the kitchen cooking dinner. We lived in an apartment. And so everything's, you know, apartments are like the kitchen and the living room, everything's open right there. So
yeah,
it was kind of set up like that. And then there was a long hallway where all the bedrooms were. So I'm in here with the baby and my husband's out on the balcony in front of me and I'm cooking and we just have the door open and he's chit chatting on the phone with business. And I could hear my daughter just talking away. And I'm like, okay, she's just playing. And then she kind of gets a little, I can hear attitude in her voice. So I'm like, what is this girl? I could hear the TV going off and on.
Her voice sounded like this.
That's exactly how I pictured it.
Okay.
So I can hear the TV going off and on, just in the background. And I thought, that's weird, because the TV was actually up high on a dresser. So she's only 2 years old, so she couldn't. And it was all the way across the other room. And her bed's on one side, the bed's all the way on the other. She's only 2.5 years old, mind you, not very tall. So I'm like, I'm going to go see what she's doing. So I walk back there and I can hear her like, stop it. And so I peek in right at that time and she's climbing up and looking back and the TV had just turned off. And I thought to myself, that was weird. I said, what are you doing? She goes, I turn it on. He turns it off. I turn it on. He turns it off. And it just ran chills and heat all through my body. I grabbed her and I went in there and told my husband, he said, just keep her in here. My mom, you know, we're Catholic and also Latina. So like my mom's like, go to the church and get some holy water and bless your house. And my cousins are like, get white sage and burn it all through your house. But that was literally.
Did
like,
you do all those things?
Of course I did. Of course. Yes.
Oh, did it go away?
No, she actually said that it was a little boy and she probably played with him for the next like 2 years until that he got mean. She's like, Mom, he's being mean. He's being ugly. And I was like, what? She said, yes, he's being ugly. And that there was another woman and man with him. And I was like, what do I do? What do I like? I've talked to my mom and she's like, just tell her and my friends. And they were all like, just tell her to ignore it. Tell her to start ignoring it and to not pay it any mind. And it'll eventually go away. And it did. And I talked to her now about things. Like, I kind of just ask her, like, because she's older now. She's 10. And I'm like, do you remember when this happened or your little friend? And she's like, no.
She's,
and it was like an everyday thing.
So do you think your daughter has the gift?
Yeah, I think so. She's a lot of emotion. She's a lot of energy. Like, and if you're the energy around her changes, her emotion feeds off of that. And it can, sometimes it can just be, we'll walk in a dark place or there's a place around here. I don't know if you know much about West Texas, but there's a little town called Marathon and it's got a hotel called The Gauge. And it is famous for that because it's haunted. And I've heard some of the most chilling stories from that town in that hotel. It's called The Gauge. Yeah, it's very popular.
The Gauge Hotel. If anybody
in Marathon, Texas,
The Gauge Hotel.
Oh, you'll get so many stories. Yes, you'll get so many stories. And that was just one of the crazy things that had happened to her. There was like another, time and another incident, as we call it, with her in that same apartment. And you've got to remember too, like West Texas, this is an old fort, it's called Fort Stockton. So this is like an old fort town. So there's like a lot of history here. There was a lot of Comanche Indians, a lot of buried on this ground. So that I feel like too has a lot to do with it.
Bruh. I'm watching this show right now called Psychic Kids.
Ooh.
I am into it. Have you heard of it?
No.
Girlfriend. Okay. So it's on Hulu. I don't know if it was on a network before Hulu, but I watch it on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's called Psychic Kids. And I guess it happened like 10 years ago, there was a show called Psychic Kids. Well, now those kids grew up. They come back and they help new kids with their gift. Like they help them learn how to use their gift and
enhance it.
They're not getting overwhelmed with just like energy and spirits and stuff. They teach them how to use their gift, but it's so good. It's called Psychic Kids on Hulu.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up. Yes, definitely.
Yes. Definitely. And then who knows? Maybe we'll see your daughter on next season. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you for having me. Yes.
And sharing this story. I appreciate you. And thank you. And then if you could just hang up on the button, because I don't have a button to hang up. So. Yes, Nadia, are you here? Leave me a comment if you're here. Nadia Sue 76 with the doorbell thing.
Or Ladid, L-E-D-D-Y-D.
What was her story?
She worked in an old hotel and the door was...
Oh, yes. Open. Okay, Ladid or Nadia? Nadia Sue 76. Here she comes. These are some good stories. Nadia.
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, girl. So,
oh, my God. Let me see that cute baby.
This is Navi. Reyes. Hi, Mrs. Reyes.
Oh, I'm a Reyes, too. What's your dog's name?
Navi. Navidad.
Navidad. Oh, my God. Yes. My husband would love it. My husband loves Christmas.
Yes. He arrived on our doorstep on Christmas. Homeless. So.
You know what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
And so did this one. All my animals are like, come to my door all the time.
Tell me, how'd you find the dog? What happened?
So on Christmas Eve, our door was open and it was a little bit past midnight and my oldest daughter was about to leave. And I saw something in the front of our door and I said to my husband, I said, there's some kind of animal by the front door. And he went out and it was Navi and he had dreadlocks. He was matted. Bye. It was storming that night. It was thunder. So we took him in and we put an ad and nobody claimed him. And we went and got him groomed. And he's a beautiful lasso also.
I love him. What city are you in that you leave your door open at midnight?
Right now I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
And you left your door open at midnight in Phoenix?
Well, it was Christmas Eve and we had the screen door.
We
like
have
the secure door.
Come get him. Mira. We got a lot of presents. I know how you are, Phoenix. I'll leave
That's
the door
true.
Open.
It's true. Just come on in. It's an open door policy around here. Yes.
Oh, my God. I love your dog. Next
Thank
time in
you.
Phoenix,
Yes, all the animals come to us. This is like the fifth animal, and this one came in May.
Oh, this hi, Kitty. What's this one's name?
This is Smokey. This is Smokey. She came all sick, and I had to, like, get her all better and set for my little kitty. So, yeah.
So cute. Okay. So.
Yes.
Now, speaking of door being open, I think that is a running theme in your life because your story tonight has to do with a door being open.
Yes.
Let's hear it. Is this also in Phoenix? Did this take place
no,
in the same
place? I'm from the OC. I'm from Anaheim, Yorba Linda area. So
okay,
this happened in Anaheim by Brookhurst Junior High School. I lived in an apartment right behind the junior high. And with my best friend, I was home in the daylight. It was broad daylight, and our door had like one of those old-fashioned doorbells where it was like glued onto the door. So you actually had to manually press it.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have a security, screen door. It was just a regular one, like the one that you open. So
yeah.
You have to open it to hit the doorbell. Well, I was home, and the door was open, and I just was letting in fresh air, so the screen was closed. So the door was wide open. I'm on the phone. One of the old school phones, and I hear
with
the doorbell.
Wire.
And so, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, someone's at the door. And then I realize as I'm like, hold on, to put the phone down on my bed. And I walk and I'm like, wait a second. Someone's in my house because there's no way that they could open the door or ring the doorbell. And so I peek around the corner, like looking real, real, real slow. Nobody's there. And so I walk over there and I look around like in my front patio, nobody's there. And so I'm like, what the heck? And so I just look at the doorbell, just kind of investigate it. And literally, no joke, it just went ding, 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 like 5 times in a row.
No.
Yes. And it was so loud. And I just jumped and I startled and I was like, what the heck? I ran to my room and I picked up the phone and I'm like, I said to my friend, Natalie, and she's like, what was that? And I said, did you hear that? And she's like, yes, I heard it. And I was like, I don't know. The doorbell just went crazy. And she's like, that was weird. But like, she didn't think anything of it. But for me, I was like, that was weird because a few things had been happening in that house. And there are just a few things, like things would be missing, it moved in different places.
Mm-hmm.
One day at Christmas or around Christmas time, the Christmas tree was in the corner and some of the ornaments had fallen like 2 or 3 underneath the tree. I had left, just went down the street and I forgot something and came back. When I opened the door, they were in a straight line. 1, 2, 3 in a diagonal line.
Yes. And so, and then I had like a dream and nobody believed me. And I didn't know if it was a dream or not, but I don't know if you've ever
heard I believe of,
Like levitating, you know, when people levitate in their dream.
Yes.
And that happened to me, but I could, for the longest time, I kept thinking it was a dream. It wasn't real. But after these incidents happened, I think, I don't know what was going on. But I had a dream or whatever dream state I was in that I was levitating. I actually saw myself, like felt myself, and I hit the ceiling. And whenever I woke up or landed, I was in the front of my door. So I wasn't even on my bed anymore.
No!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, we've had two different stories on this show of people who levitated out of their bodies.
Yes.
And saw themselves. And then, like, a similar kind of situation. So I fully believe that that happens.
Yeah, it was really scary. All my life, I've had weird things happen to me. And it's just one thing after another after another. And it's happened to my kids. So I fully believe that something that I, you know, our energy is really receptive to that type of thing. Not that I want it.
Right.
Not that I want it, but it's definitely around us a lot. A lot.
Shoot. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, do you have any tools to, like, protect yourself from those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm like a sage queen. I sage. I mean, all the animals. I call my animals the guardians of Nadia because they all come here.
Hilarious.
I have three dogs, and they always follow me, and they're my little protectors. And, you know, I have friends that tell me, you're an angel. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things about my life that have been really crazy that have happened to me, and
Wow.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Well, DM me some of those stories because I would love to hear them.
I will. It's a pretty unbelievable story. You would love to hear it, actually. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining this conversation.
Thanks for having me. You're so great. I've been a fan for so long. We love you.
Aw, thank you. I love you back. Thank you so much.
Yes, I can't wait to hear the rest of the stories. And the one that you just uploaded today, I hadn't heard that one yet.
That one's insanity. That's Jokoi's story, and it's up on my YouTube and my Facebook page, so you can check it out there. It's super long, but it's worth it.
Someone said blink, blink.
He goes in depth.
Yes, I'm going to have to listen.
But thank you so much, and then if you could just hang up on your end of the screen, because for some reason I cannot.
I will do that. Okay, take
care.
Thank
you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts. Okay, so we have one more? Two more. KZB41. What is KZB's for? Oh, she's still here.
The ghost follows her from home to home.
Okay. The girl that was just on, she's still on my screen. Look.
Yeah, I see.
And I can't hang up. I don't know. How do I make her? Oh, there, it left. Okay. Okay, guys. Derek, you are not making fans in this comment thread. Okay, so who am I looking for now?
KZB, she's on.
KZB41?
Yes.
Okay. And this is Ghost Followership from House to House?
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is your name Casey?
Casey, yes.
Casey, hello, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Sorry I'm a little late.
Oh, no worries. I'm sorry I'm late too then. Okay, let's jump right into your story.
Okay, well, I have multiple. My first one was from 2006. I worked with a ghost.
What? Like your coworker was a ghost?
We had a ghost that was working in our... Yeah, she would work. Like, she'd type on the keyboards,
going in and out. Like, you'd show up to work, and you'd be like, hey, Susan. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they're like, Susan died 3 years ago.
Well, I thought it was a new employee joke. So, I worked there, like, 3 or 4 months before I heard anything.
Where is this? Where do you work?
This was back when I lived in Utah. And it was at a credit union. So, we have to sweep the whole building before we can leave for the day. So, I was like, I'll check the restrooms. I got to go down there anyway. And I checked the men's, nobody in there. I checked the women's, and I was using the restroom. And in the stall, the sinks started turning on and off. And I'm like, okay. Then the toilet next to me flushed, and then there was three knocks on the stall. So I'm talking to it. I'm like, ha ha, you guys thinking it's a coworker playing a joke. Mm-hmm. You guys are so funny. I come around and I kick open the stall and no one's in there. Mm-hmm. I even peeked under. I thought they were standing on the toilet.
Mm-mm.
So, her name was Jackie, oh. And it was a real woman who passed away on the property.
Ooh.
So we think she's just there. She was being, it was an insurance company first, and she was being investigated for embezzlement.
And she got caught.
Mm-hmm. And she had a heart attack there.
No, it was a heart attack.
Yeah. And so we think she's just there still
working. Do some shady stuff, it'll get you. Monzo, come over here.
But now I just live with a ghost.
Stand by. Hold on. My dog is trying to, like, roam as if we don't have coyotes in the neighborhood. Oh, look at your puppy.
Yeah, say hi.
Hi, Flynn. Oh, my God. He looks like Bonzo.
Yeah.
Bonzo, come here.
Look, honey.
Come here. Say hi to your twin. Oh, my gosh. Look.
Say hi.
Twins. Oh.
Yeah. She's a rescue as well from L.A.
Oh. Maybe they're siblings. Stay
maybe.
Here.
But okay. Now I live with a ghost.
Now you live with a ghost.
Tell
me the things.
So the kitchen is its favorite place. It likes to open and shut the cupboards. There's just two of us living here, so we only run the dishwasher every so often, usually just use the drying rack. It'll run its hands across the silverware. And then we had a cup upside down in the sink, and we hear, and the cup was moving across the sink.
No.
It's grabbed my legs twice.
No.
And then I was sitting on the couch, and I feel going down my hair. And I'm okay. I don't feel like it's a negative feeling.
That's good.
But I don't want you touching me. So I had to tell it. No.
Yeah. So did you tell it? Like, don't touch me.
I was like, you can be here as long as you don't touch me.
And then the ghost is like, you could be here.
Exactly. I was here first. And then one night, though, after that, I was in bed and my nightstand, I have a candle with a lid on it. And the lids are kind of suction. You have to pull them off. It'd been on for a while. It popped off and flew and went onto my bed towards me.
Do you know anything about the ghost that you live with?
I don't know. We're in an apartment building, and I haven't – we've been here since 2015, though, and it's – I don't know. My grandma, since my grandma passed, she also visits, but I know when it's her, I smell her.
Oh, that's special.
And she's the only one I've seen something, like – one night I told her, I almost can't remember your voice. And I was like, you know, I'm kind of happy because maybe you're not visiting as much because you know we're okay and you're okay. And then I saw like one of those big photography flash. It went in the corner of my room and I heard her voice. She said, I'm here. Yeah. And then and then nothing. But it was her voice and it I was like, okay, maybe not so forceful next time. Scared me.
Wow.
But
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Girl, thank you so much for
you're welcome.
Your stories.
Yeah.
That's so cool that you have like a friendly ghost though, and it's not like super scary.
Yeah. I got a little
happening.
I didn't like when it started touching me. A coworker said if you put out bread and you say, here's some bread, you can take this bread and then you can go, that makes them go away. But I haven't tried that yet. But
I think your coworker is joshing you real
that's
hard.
Because I was like,
I have never in my life heard of bread being absorbing ghosts.
Here's your bread
absorbs
now go.
Alcohol, like when you had too much to drink and you need to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some bread.
Exactly.
Alcohol. I never in my life heard of bread absorbing ghosts.
Yeah, I don't know. But
well, girlfriend, thank you so much. For
yeah, thank you for having me.
Stories.
I love everyone's stories. See ya.
Yeah, girl. Thank you. And then if you could hang up for me because my buttons disappeared.
Yes. Oh, and I did DM you a video. We caught it opening the door once.
Oh, my God. I'm going to look for it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Here's the thing. The daylight savings is changing because typically we're good with light and now I'm getting too dark on the screen. So I got to start bringing a ring light out. Do we have any more?
Yeah, it's been an hour, but we have one more, maybe. She's on Nina 1210.
Okay, last one. Nina 1210, are you here? Nina 1210, are you here? Yeah, the light is like changing.
Or Ladid, Ladydyd.
Or Ladid. Nina or Ladid, are you here? I don't see them. Do you see them coming up on?
No.
All right, that might have been the last one for tonight. You guys, I think that was it. If Nina and Ladid are here, send a message to Jaki and we'll schedule you for the next one. Because it is 7:36 and that's getting dark on my face. You guys, thank you for joining. This was so much fun. I love all the hearts y'all have been giving me, all the comments you guys are putting in here. Thank you to everyone who shared a story. Really good stories this week. Super into it. And thank you all for joining. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Every other Friday, come meet me here. Bye.